Good morning. It is Thursday, July 9th, 2026, and this is Finance Pulse. Tomorrow, the big banks begin reporting Q2 earnings, and today's briefing is built around three things that are genuinely new since we last spoke. A geopolitical development that is quietly reshaping the rate outlook. A set of Q2 earnings preview data that puts deposit cost discipline front and center. And a new research finding on AI and finance that should change how every bank leader frames their transformation program. Let's start with the macro. The single biggest rate path development this week is not a Fed speech. It is the Iran ceasefire. The Strait of Hormuz, which had been closed for most of the second quarter, officially reopened on June 18th, and oil tankers are now transiting again. Energy prices are retreating as a result, and the supply shock inflation story that drove Chair Warsh's hawkish tone at the June meeting is beginning to soften. One market analyst put it plainly this week: it is now starting to look like the Fed will not change rates at all this year. For bank CFOs who have been running planning scenarios with a late 2026 hike baked in, that is a material scenario shift. A prolonged hold at 3.5% to 3.75% is a fundamentally different planning environment than a creeping hike path. It arrests the deposit repricing pressure from higher funding costs, while providing no new asset yield uplift. If your NIM model assumed another 25 basis points of rate increase, that assumption needs a fresh stress test this week. Now, heading into tomorrow's earnings opens, the read across data on Q2 is quite specific. Commercial and industrial loan demand surged at an annualized rate of nearly 16% in April, the fastest pace in years, before moderating to a still strong 10.9% in May. That volume tailwind supports net interest income, but the key question is whether super-regional banks kept their funding costs under control as that volume came in. That is the deposit beta discipline question that will define the earnings narratives for PNC, Truist, Regions, Citizens, and KeyCorp when they report later in the season. At the universal bank level, the signal is strong. Finance sector Q2 earnings are expected to surge 12.5% on 8.1% higher revenues. JP Morgan pre-guided markets revenues up 11% and investment banking fees up 10% or better. Strong equity capital market activity, including the SpaceX, Cerebras, and Quantinuum IPOs in Q2, has given the large capital markets franchises a meaningful fee tailwind. Bank of America reports July 14th, coming off a 16% return on tangible common equity in Q1, is also a planning complexity problem for finance function leaders, and this is an angle worth raising with clients. When markets revenues swing 11% intra-quarter and IPO pipelines are generating secondary trading multiplier effects, FP&A architectures that refresh forecasts on a quarterly cadence cannot keep pace with the revenue signal. Banks need rolling scenario models that ingest intra-quarter capital markets data in something closer to real time. If your client's FP&A team is still rebuilding the revenue bridge monthly on a spreadsheet, they are structurally lagging the business. On the regulatory side, Basel III finalization remains in the comment processing phase with no new rule signal. The practical observation today is that the UK is providing a live implementation preview. The Prudential Regulation Authority confirmed January 1, 2027 as its go-live date for Basel 3.1. US bank data and reporting teams watching their UK counterparts are seeing what the execution sprint looks like in practice, and the data infrastructure demands are substantial. Now, the AI finding that every bank finance transformation leader needs to hear. Bain's 2026 CFO survey found that roughly 12% of finance organizations have deployed machine learning and FP&A at full scale. Yet in most of those cases, the underlying process has not changed. Finance teams are running an AI forecast alongside the old bottom-up planning cycle. Two processes in parallel, neither fully trusted, and the expected benefits, faster cycles, fewer people hours, sharper accuracy, largely unrealized. Bain calls this workflow debt. The broader data point is striking. 84% of organizations that deployed AI without redesigning jobs got exactly this outcome. Technology deployed, adoption low, impact minimal. Meanwhile, the State of AI in Finance 2026 report finds that 56% of finance leaders now use AI, double the adoption rate from 2023. But finance still ranks last among all business functions in actual deployment. Only 17% of finance teams are using AI in core workflows. The CFO survey finding on where bank AI budgets are actually going results are strongest in transactional finance, invoice to cash, and procure to pay, with near-term investment attention shifting to FP&A and financial reporting. More than half of CFOs are increasing AI investment by over 15% this year. The CFO agenda implication is sharp. Banks that are deploying AI tools without redesigning the workflows underneath them are accumulating complexity, not capability. The Bain framing is deliberate: data foundation first, automation second, intelligence third. CFOs who invest in AI before fixing data quality get poor results. Those who sequence correctly get compounding returns. Before I close, three conversation hooks for your client meetings today. First, the workflow debt test. When you look at your bank clients' AI deployments in FP&A and financial close, ask whether AI is running alongside the old process or instead of it. 84% of organizations that did not redesign the job around the AI got minimal impact. Which side of that number is your client on? Second, the C&I loan surge and the planning cycle mismatch. C&I lending surged nearly 16% annualized in April. If your client's FP&A architecture refreshes on a quarterly basis, there is a structural decision speed gap. The question is whether the forecast can move at the pace that loan demand is now moving. Third, Basel data lineage as an AI unlock. The same data fragmentation that makes Basel risk-weighted asset calculations difficult is the same fragmentation that blocks AI forecasting accuracy. Banks funding Basel data infrastructure purely as a regulatory obligation are underpricing the AI dividend. A unified, lineage-tracked data model serves both mandates simultaneously. And that is a conversation that finance and risk transformation leaders should be having together, not separately. That is your Finance Pulse for Thursday, July 9th. Big bank earnings begin tomorrow, and the NIM and deposit cost disclosures will tell us a great deal about how the super-regional cohort navigated the quarter. Stay close to the transcripts. We will be back with the read-through.